Good morning, my friends. And so today we come to talking about the fourth element of true love in the teachings of Thich Nhat Hanh, someone I've been very blessed to learn from over many years, both in person and in reading his many, many books. So if you're looking for more, my friends, there are many books out there. In fact, there's one called Learning True Love that you might find interesting after these meditations. Remembering that the first three elements of true love, the first one is loving kindness for self first, and then being able to give that away to the other. My darling, I am here for you. The second is compassion. When the person we love suffers, they need our presence. They need the gift of true presence, and we need that gift as well with ourselves, not running away or denying parts of ourselves that we don't like or things that cause us to suffer. We can choose to breathe, hold steady, allow the feelings, and say to ourselves, my darling, I know that you suffer, as we would say to our beloved, my darling, I know that you suffer, and I am here for you. Can you sense that there is no separation in true love, when it encompasses ourselves and the other as one? My darling, I know that you suffer. And the third element is joy. I know you are there, and I am very happy. You and the other person can be happy at the same time in each other's real presence, and mindfully sitting close, physically or emotionally or both. Say, my darling, I know you are here, and I am very happy. And the final element of the four is known as equanimity, the wisdom of equality, inclusiveness, the ability to see everyone as fundamentally equal and not discriminating between ourselves and others, letting go of competition and judgment and fear and insecurity, practicing through mindfulness to where we become able to remain impartial in part of ourselves, even though we are deeply concerned in another part. We become able to understand both sides and to love them, the boundaries between ourselves and others mindfully begin to dissolve. Without equanimity, our love might become possessive. As Thay puts it, a summer breeze can be very refreshing, but if we try to put it in a tin can so we can have it entirely for ourselves, the breeze will die. Our beloved is the same. They're like a cloud, a breeze, a flower. If you imprison them in a tin can of your expectations, they will die. Yet many people do just that. They rob their loved one of his liberty until he can no longer be himself, because you are seeing him or her as someone to satisfy you, and you lean on them to help you fulfill that. And that is not love. It is destroying the freedom of the other person. True love allows you always to preserve your freedom and the freedom of your beloved. Without freedom, there is no true love. Equanimity, the fourth element of true love. Equanimity is looking at things from all perspectives and being able to see them for the way that they are, rather than how you think they should be. It is not discriminating against those you love or allowing yourself only your own perspective, but instead allowing yourself to see things from their point of view. It is the most difficult of the four elements. And as we no longer discriminate or blame, and know that suffering is equally present for both of us, when we hurt another person, we become able to practice the fourth mantra that builds on the first three. When you have a conflict, you go to the person with whom you're in conflict and you say, "My darling, I suffer. Please help me." When we suffer, it is most difficult because we tend to think that the person we love has made us suffer in those very personal and intimate areas of conflict. And when it is exactly the person that you love the most who said such a hurtful thing or did such a hurtful thing to you, they have made this life so hard for you. Without mindfulness in our hurt and pride, we prefer to lock ourselves away and say, "I don't suffer. I don't need you. I am perfectly fine on my own, thank you very much." And the element of true love given to us to practice is, "My darling, I suffer. Please help me. I suffer because I do not understand why you are treating me this way. Please help me. I do not understand what I am doing to cause you to treat me so badly. Please help me." Tai tells a story that I'll repeat briefly, leaving out some of the details. Once there was a young couple, and she became pregnant soon after they married. Well, shortly after that, he was sent to war, and he was away for 2 years. At the end of those 2 years, there was a great reunion of joy and thankfulness. Tears, hugs, and the silence of not knowing quite what to say in that joy. The father said to the little boy, "Please, call me Daddy." But he refused, the little boy. He said, "My daddy used to come every night, and my mom talked to him every night. Every time my mother sat down, he also sat down." And the young man was confused and hurt and suffered a lot, thinking that his wife had replaced him while he was gone in order to destroy his happiness. Later in the day, the wife came home and he would not talk to her or look at her anymore. She was deeply hurt. He would not talk to her or answer her or look at her, and she did not understand. Several days later, she finally jumped into the river in her suffering and drowned. That night, the little boy and his father were sitting together in the dark with one lamp lit. The little boy looked at the wall and he said, "Here is my daddy," and pointed. "My daddy used to come every night like that. And my mother would cry with him and talk to him. And when she stood up, he stood up." And the husband suddenly realized she was talking to her own shadow because she missed her husband so much. Now the young father understood what he had so badly misunderstood. She was talking to her shadow in her loneliness. If he had gone to his wife and said, "My darling, I suffer so much," her little boy said a person would come every night. Who is that person? Likewise, the wife could have come to the husband and said, "I do not understand. My darling, I suffer. Why will you not talk or look at me?" And she could have learned of his hurt. But they were both caught in their pride. And you know, in true love, there is no place for pride. When hurt by people you love, go to them. "My darling, I suffer. Please help me to understand." In true love, there is no place for pride. "My darling, I suffer. Please help me." Take it with you. Namaste, my friends. Amen.